Well, a new scanner on wheels is promising to bring cutting-edge cancer diagnostics to rural communities. The $7 million mobile unit made in the Netherlands will park at provincial and rural hospitals, making it easier for people to get screened. Mercy Radiology is one of the developers and says tackling the inequity of access to scans was long overdue. Its medical director, Dr. Remy Lim, joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning.
Scanner on wheels kind of undersells it, doesn't it? This is some pretty high-tech equipment that you are getting out there. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it really is. This equipment is actually a two scanner in one. It's a PET scanner as well as a CT scanner. So the PET camera itself, we get a lot of information regarding cancer activity in the patient. And the CT scan gives us the anatomic localization of where the disease sites are. So it's a really important scan for a lot of cancer patients. It's standard of care. And we want patients who live in the region to be able to access this high-tech imaging as well as they can at metropolitan centres. That's the whole concept of just breaking down barriers to accessing the scan for patients in the rural communities.
Yeah, these scanners are currently permanently in Auckland, Hamilton, Wellington and Christchurch. So who will get access to this particular one?
That's right. So, you know, patients live in Rotorua, for example, they have to travel to Hamilton or Auckland to get a scan. And that often means taking a whole day out of their work and having a support person potentially drive them up there. And remember, these patients have had cancer diagnosis or are dealing with cancer treatment, and it's a stressful time for them. So currently we want to take this scanner to the smaller centres like Rotorua, Taupo, potentially Taranaki, and also Hawke's Bay. So that's where we're targeting right now. And the route is still to be worked out, but that's kind of where we plan to tap the mobile PET CT.
Is this for public patients?
Absolutely. We want to offer the scan to everyone, public or private. We'd love to have public hospital patients be scanned at the doorstep, basically, rather than having to spend the whole day traveling up to the major centres for the scan.
So how is it being funded?
So just like any other PET CT scans in this country, it's all outsourced. So there are over 40 indications that are currently funded by Te Whatu Ora for a PET CT. It's the same mechanism, really. No different to these patients from, you know, Hastings going up to Auckland for their scan and being funded by the hospital.
Okay, and when will it be on the road?
Well, actually, we're about to scan our first patient in Rotorua in 2 weeks' time. So we'll kick off 2 weeks' time, basically.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you very much for that. That was Dr. Remy Lim, a medical director at Mercy Radiology. They've got a new scanner, CT and PET scanner, which will be going around some of the regions in the upper North Island by the sound of things.